From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that Washington hoped to receive more help from Russian President Vladimir Putin in efforts to convince North Korea to abandon its missile and nuclear weapons programs.
China's helping. Russia's not helping. We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson broached the subject of North Korea at the United Nations Security Council.
Upon taking office, President Trump identified North Korea as the United States' greatest national security threat. That judgment remains the same today.
Tillerson said Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told council members that North Korea continued to conduct activities related to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs at an alarming and accelerated pace.
The situation on the Korean Peninsula is the most tense and dangerous peace and security issue in the world today. I'm deeply concerned by the risk of military confrontation, including as a result of unintended escalation or miscalculation.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday said British Prime Minister Theresa May was a tough, smart, polite, and friendly negotiator during recent Brexit talks.
Now it's up to us to draft the withdrawal agreement together with our British friends, and I hope that this withdrawal treaty will be approved.
May has returned to Britain, and the 27 other EU leaders have agreed that sufficient progress has been made on talks. This is VOA News. Andrew Palczewski reports that Turkey is launching an initiative at the United Nations to annul a decision by U.S. President Donald Trump to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan spoke 2 days after Muslim leaders condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's decision and called on the world to respond by recognizing East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. The United States is a permanent Security Council member with veto powers, meaning any move to overturn Washington's decision at the Council would certainly be blocked. Jerusalem, revered by Jews, Christians, and Muslims alike, is home to Islam's third holiest site and has been at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict for decades. Israel captured Arab East Jerusalem in 1967 and later annexed it in an action not recognized internationally. Andrew Palczewski, VOA News.
The European Parliament has voted to consider suspending Cambodia's preferential anything-but-arms trade access to the European Union in response to the country's authoritarian backslide. Jeff Custer reports.
Such a move could have dramatic consequences for the country, which sells about half of its exports to the EU, mostly in the form of garments and footwear. These industries employ more than 500,000 Cambodians. In a motion passed Thursday condemning the dissolution of the country's opposition party, EU parliamentarians called on Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström to immediately review Cambodia's duty-free and quota-free access to the single market through the Everything But Arms scheme. It also called on the Union's External Action Service to prepare a list of individuals responsible for the dissolution and other human rights violations for potential visa restrictions and asset freezes. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Volkswagen says a study has revealed that security guards at its operation in Brazil cooperated with the country's 1964 to 1985 military dictatorship. The study that was commissioned by the German automaker last year did not find any evidence that the cooperation was institutionalized. The company says it does not plan to extend the study and has no plans to provide financial compensation to victims. The latest polls ahead of next week's Catalan election show an inconclusive result between candidates supporting and opposing independence. Predicting parties in both camps will fall short of a majority in the regional parliament and possibly raising the likelihood of prolonged political crises. Kensington Palace announced Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will marry on May 19th in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. The couple have chosen a springtime Saturday for their wedding and a venue that holds a central place in the history of the royal family. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.